Whoa. Do you know what this is?
Hello, it's me again with Adam on Alt Rock Repeat podcast for this week.
Hello, how is everybody doing? How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good actually. Did you see the Grammys last night?
I didn't see them, but I heard they were on.
Do you remember who I said was my favourite track of 2015 in our first podcast?
Yes, Alabama Shakes.
With Don't Wanna Fight, and guess who won Best Rock Song?
Alabama Shakes.
Alabama Shakes.
Well done.
I'm just saying.
That is pretty cool, man.
It's pretty impressive, I think.
That is pretty impressive, I'm not going to lie. No, I didn't see them, but I've obviously heard a lot about them. Well then, Adam, I feel like you should get an award.
Yeah?
Like an honorary Grammy.
Grammy for whatever. What would it be called?
Like, as inspired by Adam. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's obviously you're kind of on the same wavelength as the old panel on the Grammys, aren't you?
Fucking great track, that's why.
Very good track. But incidentally, was it your favourite song? I can't remember.
It was my favourite song of the year.
Oh, excellent. I thought it was on your shortlist.
No. No, it was my song of the year.
Seems like a long time ago now, sir, and I can't remember, but well done.
Thank you. Excellent. Anyway, what are we talking about this week?
Today, we are doing another special on one band.
It is a band who are not afraid to bleed, to fuck, and fight.
This is true.
And they're just about to embark on their 15-year anniversary tour. Who is it?
It is a young, actually, what am I going to say, young? It is a lovely, 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 awesome band that I absolutely adore, I know you do, called The Used.
Oh, yes. Bert, Jeff, Dan and Justin himself.
Yes, now Justin is in the band.
Not Quinn.
No, Quinn left early this year. No, last year. Late last year.
November the 9th, he called it quits after being on hiatus.
Very, very precise.
Well, I remember my dates.
No, like, because I saw...
It was the day before my birthday, that's why.
Oh, I saw, yeah, because Quinn went on hiatus, didn't he, for a year after they did...
No.
He recorded Imaginary Enemy, and then he went on hiatus after that.
For a couple of months, and then...
No, it was a year.
Was it?
It was a year long, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for that.
Year-long hiatus, and then he left the band. Which is a shame, because he was one of the founding members.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was.
Because, you know, not many bands who are around for this length of time generally have the original members. You know, some do, but for a while it was Jeff, Bert and Quinn, because obviously they replaced the drummer. But he's left now, so, I mean, you know, it's a shame, but he's written every single album with them up to date so far.
Yeah.
So, you know, he'll be getting royalties, obviously. You know, not that it matters, but, you know, it's his legacy will be there anyway in the Used catalogue. He had cool hair as well.
He had all different types of hair, didn't he?
But I liked his hair. It was like...
I liked it when he had the red hair with the blonde patch and then a weird little squiggly black bit behind his ear.
That was cool, but I liked just his blonde look.
Okay.
Like the bleached blonde thing. Just worked.
Not as much as he fancied Bert, though.
I do. Yeah.
He has a massive man crush on Bert.
I do. I do love Bert. He is definitely...
But it's not surprising. I mean, so many people have adored and followed The Used just because they're so emotional with... And Bert is the heart on his sleeve, emo, screamo dude that just runs the entire band.
Yeah, and he's gorgeous. You know, obviously. He's a beautiful man.
Oh, you like him physically?
Oh, how could you not? He's a lovely lad.
Do you prefer the longer hair or do you like the short hair?
It all works. It all works. Do you know what I mean? But I do adore him. I don't know many people who love The Used who don't love it because of Bert. Do you know what I mean? He is like such an endearing front man. And as you said, emotion, pure emotion is coming across in everything that he does.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, just from his like, you know, not just his material in the albums, but like when you see him, do you know what I mean? Like he's always, I mean, you know, we're going to go into it, but like the guy in himself is, as you said, everything's there. Do you know what I mean? And I absolutely adore him. And I'm very excited to see them.
We have both got tickets to both dates, haven't we?
We have indeed.
So if you don't know, they're doing I think it's almost 50 dates long across Europe and America. Double dates and each venue doing the first self-titled album, then the In Love and Death album.
So 2 days in a row in each city, yeah.
Well, some of them are, they got a day apart, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But...
And it starts this weekend coming in 3 days.
In 3 days, yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
In the city of Leeds.
And only Leeds and London, which
is
strange.
In the UK, yeah. Yeah, which is, I suppose it is
fortunate
unusual.
Fortunate for us.
Yes, it is. I mean, regardless of where it was, I would have gone to, you know, if it was in Scotland, I would have gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's very unusual they've only done 2 dates in the UK. But obviously, they're obviously going to be sold out. And, you know, they were doing double... you could buy tickets for both dates.
Save yourself a tenner, basically.
Yeah, and they all sold out, obviously.
They did really quickly.
Yeah, I'm not surprised though, man. But it's really exciting. Absolutely cannot wait to see what they're going to do. And what's beautiful is that you know you're going to hear your favourite song. Like, my favourite album by The Used, I don't know about yourself, is their first album. Like, I adore the second album as well. And their latest album I absolutely loved as well. But... every time I've seen them play live, which has been a few times, they've never played my favourite song ever. And they're going
to play
it. What is
your favourite
song? Blue and Yellow.
Ah, well, they're definitely going
to
play it.
Yeah, I'm so excited, dude. Like, I cannot wait to hear this song. It's
I know late last week when you asked me which album I preferred, and I said In Love and Death, but now I've been listening to them a ton before this podcast, and I think it's the first album.
It's brilliant. It's one of the best albums I actually own. Do you know what I mean? Because
it's timeless. I think it's timeless for
definitely.
Specifically our generation.
Generation, yeah, without
because
a doubt.
They were one of the screamo pioneers. They were one of the first to just be so brutally emo and screamo.
Screamo, yeah. Oh. He's got such a stunning voice, and the content in the album is just, as you said, just very, very sort of like it's right there. Do you know what I mean? You can really sort of like.
It's just Bert on his. That, whose phone was that?
What, my phone?
Oh dear. the thing with the first two albums, which they'll be playing on the tour, is it's just Bert's heart right there on his sleeve,
yeah,
almost
man.
In his hand.
Yeah, pretty much.
Each album, all the way through. I can't believe it. 15 years.
I couldn't believe that, dude. I remember buying it. I actually remember buying this album. I was still in high school. I think...
It was 2002.
I wasn't quite 18, or I don't know the exact date the album was out, but either which way... I remember buying the album and not knowing much about them. All I knew was A Taste of Ink, which is a classic.
Is that the first song you heard?
Yeah, it's a classic. Well, I think it was the first song off their album that they actually officially released as a single.
I bet you couldn't guess the first song that I heard.
What, from the first album?
It was from the first album, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know any of the singles from that album.
It wasn't a single.
Oh.
There was a Vans Warped Tour 2003 DVD.
Okay.
And it was Say Days Ago was on there.
Oh, okay, nice.
The first song I ever heard.
And you were hooked then, yeah? You were instantly into them. Yeah, I'm not surprised, dude. But I remember buying it, and I remember listening to it and thinking, oh, damn, do you know what? Taste of Ink was good, but the other songs on the album were just as good, if not better. And I was so happy. I was like, this is awesome. And... You know, like, because I'm a bit of a geek like that, did a little bit of sort of like, you know, research on the old guys and found out, and it was just fell
well,
in love with
them.
Well,
any true fan does, right?
True, I believe so. And he was one that, you know, it was back in the day when the only real format was CD. Do you know what I mean? So you had your little booklet and all that kind of stuff, which is...
Yeah, when I was doing a bit of reading myself, because I never did that when I first started listening to them.
Oh, yeah.
And all the people were saying about like the insert, the booklet with the lyrics in, and I haven't done that in ages.
Oh, dude, I used to love doing that. And then, fortunately, I'm still... Well, not still. I'm on the old digital sort of thing now because it's just so much easier. But there's something gorgeous about owning a CD. And I remember reading the booklet and I was thinking, damn. And when the second album came out, just couldn't believe how good it was. It was so good. Not,
2001, though, that seems so long ago and they're still selling out. I mean, in America, they're nearly sold out every single venue. Not in England just yet for some reason. I don't know why.
Don't know. Well, they've sold out the double tickets, so maybe it's just... I would imagine that every single date will be pretty much almost entirely
so if you haven't got your
capacity.
Tickets for The Used yet, Leeds and London, fucking get them.
Yeah,
it's going to be the best 2 days of the... it's only fucking February. The best 2 days of the year so far. I can
so
always preempt
far.
That's going to be it.
Yeah, definitely,
easy
man.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, and you might get to meet Adam. Wouldn't that be lovely? You can meet Adam. Oh, hi, Adam. Oh, I've heard you on the old podcast. Do you know what I mean? And that would be nice for you. And for him. He'd love that.
I'll be the shorter guy with the snapback.
That will be Adam. But yeah, no, in all fairness, though, I'm not surprised they're sold out in America. They are loved in America.
Yeah.
They're loved over here as well. But I think I don't know what venues are playing over in the States, but, you know, they're playing...
A ton more in America.
But they were playing the Academy in Leeds, aren't they? And that's a pretty big venue. So they're almost at capacity with that. So that's pretty sweet. And you've seen them live, haven't you?
Once on the Taste of Chaos tour.
Oh, Taste of Chaos. I remember that, dude. I used to love Taste of Chaos. Who else was playing on that gig?
I don't remember.
Where was that?
I went to two or three. I can't remember. But I just remember... as he does a lot of the time, he puked.
He did back in the day, yeah. Not so much anymore. He was kind of known for throwing up on stage, mainly because he was...
He just screams so
much
emotionally.
But he was pretty much always intoxicated. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Do you remember how they formed, the Used? Going back to the intoxication.
The Roots? Yeah, the original? Yeah. I think I do, but what is it that you've researched on this? What have you found?
Well, this is just something I know, and I don't know. I remember, I think I watched an interview. It might have been on the Maybe Memories DVD.
I remember something about an audition with Bert. That's all I remember.
Yeah, yeah. The original lineup, I can't remember all the names. They wrote Maybe Memories and auditioned, I think it was upwards of like 40, 50 people.
Yeah, it was quite a few.
And they're all awful. And then I think it was Quinn, actually, funnily enough, who called him up, called Bert.
He knew Bert, yeah.
Yeah, and he got him to audition. And the rest, as they say, is just really history. It just clicked.
Yeah, I remember that story because Bert was the only one that had any real sort of like, what's it called, influence, like in the way that the Used went in their direction after that, because all the other auditions were terrible, as you said. And... they were from Utah, as you said before. They are from Utah, which is a predominantly Mormon state.
I'd probably say 100% Mormon state.
I think it pretty much is. And
they're almost footloose with their religion. They follow that, and that is their life.
Yeah, in Utah.
And
I think
you get to a certain age, and you kind of got a choice in your head whether you go with it or whether you rebel against it. And I think he really fucking hated it.
Well, I don't know whether it was to do with an age thing. I think he always had a problem with it. I think... Bert, we're talking about Bert here.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, Mormons, right, as I understand, are, they're very strict on several topics and things in life, but, like, booze and drugs is a big one.
You can't
one.
Buy booze in Utah,
yeah,
can
I think, I'm sure booze is illegal in Utah, yeah.
It's mental.
So, obviously, a teenager who doesn't want to be a Mormon in a Mormon household who cannot drink or take drugs is, well, not obviously, but... they may be inclined to, and that's what he did.
Well, I think what happens is if you reject the Mormon lifestyle, they kind of shun you. They shame you. And you imagine like growing up being told this is the way life is, this is what the meaning is, this is your God, and then you realise actually, no, that's not what I believe in.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck. And then everyone's telling you, fuck off, you don't believe in what we believe in, you've shamed us. You kind of feel really alone. So I'm guessing that's how the drugs and the alcohol really set in for him.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it must have been difficult because, as we know, the States is it's a massive country and their states themselves are huge. So if you're in a state the size of Utah and you feel that alone, it must be very, very lonely. And
he's homeless for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
The beautiful story about Bert coming into the Used was... The rest of the members, Quinn, Jeff and
Dan,
they were all pretty much sober and they would show him how to do things for fun sober and kind of kept him a lot cleaner, which is a kind of beautiful thing. But he did say in an interview once that once an addict, pretty much, well, I'm paraphrasing, but once an addict, always an addict. So I'm going to turn my phone off, I reckon.
Perhaps. That'd be an idea. Yeah, no,
technology these days, eh?
Yeah, but you know what though? That's lovely, and that's what it's about, man. Do you know what I mean? Finding that connection with, you know, not just on a sort of like, you know, musical level, but a personal level. And they obviously did that, and they incidentally have created something that is still going on now.
Beautiful. My phone's off now, by the way, everyone.
Good, thanks, man.
Phone's
very
off.
Considerate. Very considerate. We go. So yeah, you know, we're not here to talk about like Bert's sort of like that part of his life, but obviously had a big sort of like impact on the music he created. Well, you know, the content of his songs and the fact that he's done so well in his life to where he is now.
It's important because it makes up all, the majority of the content in the lyrics of all the songs and the energy and the emotion in them.
But
derives from all of that.
Of course, yeah. And but in terms of him as an individual, you don't dwell on it. You know what I mean? Like he's obviously come out. He's done so well with himself, and
he's just
an awesome
guy now.
Oh, he's incredible. That's why I'm slightly in love with him. Maybe I am just in love with him. But yeah, first album.
First date Saturday. Cannot wait.
I'm really excited for the simple fact that, as I said before, it's just so nostalgic. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be people my age there, I reckon. Like, actually my age and above.
How old are you now?
31.
Yeah, what? 31?
Yeah, 31, man. Nothing wrong with being 30, do you know what I mean? But it's going to be sweet. I'm not saying nothing wrong with going to gigs with younger kids. And there will be younger kids there because they actually will have influenced other bands that may be connected to that.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's so cool, man. Like, it's going to be amazing.
Just imagine when that guitar intro from Maybe Memories comes in and then they got the siren playing. And then it's just like,
so good, man.
And then it just,
I just, you know what? I'm trying not to get too excited about it because I just want to go now and start just sort of like, oh, dude, I just can't wait to be just.
Every single song is a sing along. Number two, straight in, Taste of Ink.
Taste of Ink.
Amazing.
Great song. Great
like
song.
A classic generational song for us, I think.
Very relatable, though, to it. You know what I mean? To like, it was, I think I read that it was something to do with, which is obviously quite apparent, but them and how they felt in Utah. You know, being very sort of isolated and the fact that I wanted to get out of a small town, in inverted commas. A lot of people can relate to that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's partly all about the trials and tribulations of them as a band in general. Yeah, yeah.
Totally, man. Great song. Great sing-along. A lot of energy.
Every single song is going to be a beautiful sing-along at both gigs.
I would agree. A lot of energy. It'd be really, really interesting to see what they're going to do.
We're going to be very sweaty.
Yeah, definitely, man. Nothing wrong with a bit of sweat. Do you know what I mean? But seriously, what's phenomenal about this as well is that although the two albums weren't released in the same year, they've tied it in beautifully because they were quite close to each other. And even though it's not really a milestone for their second album per se, it was a big favourite, I know, for a lot of people that I know.
In Love and Death?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to use the word, but I'm going to use the word. It was slightly more commercial in the way that a lot less screams than in the first one, which I was saying to you earlier on.
But I think the songs that have screams in are just so, just incredible, really powerful.
I'm a fake. Can you believe that's going to be the outro song at the gig? It's perfect.
It certainly is. I have heard it once, I think, before when they played and it was amazing.
Yeah.
But what's going to be great is an outro. Damn, man, that's going to be amazing. Do you know what I mean? I love that song. It's such a, right there. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, when he's screaming, I'm a fake. Damn.
What I did query earlier with you, which we don't really have an answer for, is whether they're going to play the UK or the US version of the self-titled.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
There's Peter's Mended on the end of the self-titled.
I love that song.
And then the little extended outro there. And was it Choke Me?
Well, I don't know whether they're going to do that bit, but
unless they get that same British stripper in. Do you know what happened with that?
It was Bert's birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was his 21st birthday. They were recording the album, and Quinn apparently has filmed it all. It's on the Maybe Memories DVD, but I can't remember for the life of me.
Oh, right.
And it was actually a British stripper.
Nice.
And then there's one bit where she says, get down on your knees or something.
Yeah.
God knows what happens.
Who knows, man? Who knows? But I don't know whether they're going to do that at the gig.
They might end on My Own. But fuck me, what a good song to
No, don't do that.
Then.
Well, actually, stunning song.
I think that's one of the first songs I learned on the guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is your favourite song then out of those two albums? Or your favourite Used song? Maybe it's off those. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Because I've said mine. I've said my favourite one. Do you know what I mean? But while you think about that, what I'm going to say is that, do you know what the Used favourite song is? Jeff's favourite song is?
I know what Quinn's is.
Do you know what Jeff's is?
No.
Do you want to know?
Of course I do.
Okay. A Box Full of Sharp Objects.
Is it?
Yeah.
A lot of people think that song's about drugs, but I really don't think it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Well, you know what's beautiful about songs is that it doesn't really have to be about anything.
Yeah, they're relatable to whatever you want them to be.
Yeah. But that's his favourite song on that album. I think actually he said it's his favorite U song of all time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he said when he wrote it, because he wrote it.
Yeah.
Just so you know, not trying to patronize or condescend anybody, but Jeffa is the bassist, and it's unusual for a bassist to write songs sometimes.
Because they're stupid.
Well, no, that's a bit harsh. But he wrote the song.
I'm a drummer. Then we're meant to be even more stupid.
He said it was their first song that got them the interest in a good producer for their album. So when they played that song and they sent out MP3s to various different producers, they were really, 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 really sort of... proud of this song, and it obviously got the attention of the producer that they used on the album, and absolutely loved it.
That was Jeff Feldman, wasn't it, of Goldfinger, who sent the music out.
Yeah, he loved that song.
He paid for the production, he paid for their flights over to his studio, and he shipped all his their CD off to all the.
That's love, man. That's pure love.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. That is amazing. That's awesome.
He is the reason why we're doing this right here.
And they play that
song.
Well,
maybe not him, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like. That's why it's his favourite song, because it's obviously what got them sort of like recognition for their work, but also nostalgic again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every time he must play that song, he must think, this is the reason why we got signed. Do you know what I mean? This is the song that got us our first album, in inverted commas. Obviously, they had other songs, but that's really beautiful, man.
Ooh, I've just realised what my favourite track is.
Ooh, lovely.
It's beautiful that this is the choice as well, because it's the first song they ever wrote.
The first song they ever wrote?
Maybe Memories.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your favourite song?
That's my favourite track by The Used.
Ever, or just off these two albums?
Off these two albums.
So what's your ever then?
No, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's my favourite Used song ever.
So both of our favourite Used songs are off the first album?
Yep.
And 15 years later, we're going to go see them.
Can you believe it?
Play our favourite songs. This is incredible. It doesn't get better than that, man.
You should have a little tear, I think. Of sweat.
No, but that's fantastic. I would guess that, though.
You're going to be the person at the front going, oh, my God, Philip, I love you.
No, I'm going to try not to be. But, you know, what's
fun. Sign my papers.
Yeah, I might do that. What's beautiful, though, is that the message that I felt was from the album when I first heard it, it's still so appropriate today. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's timeless, as you said.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I just love... I was listening to the album earlier, and I didn't want to skip a single second.
I never do.
Of both albums. I just sat there and just listened to them.
I never, ever do. I mean, on these two albums, I don't. Do you know what I mean? I personally have...
I even listened to the 6 or 7 minutes silence
in
between pieces mended.
I forget that bit. Yeah. I actually forget, because sometimes I'll be just sort of like... listening to it and like the first album, and then I'll remember that there's another bit of the song, and it's just silence, as you said.
Yeah,
but I still listen to it. Do you know what I mean? I want to hear Bert's laugh, and I hear all the sort of like, you know, the shenanigans are getting up to and everything like that. It's really awesome. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Well, okay, what's your second favorite song
of the Used on these two albums or ever?
On these two albums.
Let me get back to you on that. That is a good question. Do you know what yours is?
I think I do.
Go on.
Just because of the meaning behind the song.
Okay.
Hard to say on In Love and Death.
Good song. Good song. Explain the meaning then.
Well, basically, I can't remember where I read it. It was ages ago. He had a girlfriend for years called Kate.
Yeah.
And he found out during the writing of it, of In Love and Death, that she was pregnant and he was going to have a kid.
Yeah.
And I think they were going to try and sort something out. And then a few weeks before, I think it was being finalised or something, she had a drug overdose because she had a drug problem as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd written that song for her. So she died and his future kid died with her, which was really sad. And he'd written that song like 2 years prior to this album, and they weren't sure whether to put it on, but then when that happened, they were like, yeah, we're definitely putting it on. And yep. I'm fairly certain that's why In Love and Death is called In Love and Death.
It is, I think it is, yeah.
Which is, again, is beautiful. It just gives the album so much more meaning and just makes it even better for me when things like that, like the stories like that behind it.
It's a beautiful album, very sad, obviously what happened. And obviously, you know, it then sort of in a way kind of actually was the whole concept of the album. Not just that incident, but, like, you know, the actual album itself.
Yeah.
Which is stunning, as you said, because it's a really beautiful piece of just, I don't know, musical genius.
I think a close third would be On My Own.
Love that song.
Just
love
for
that
its
song.
Factor.
What's interesting is the last two songs you've chosen aren't very heavy.
They're not at all. It just shows their versatility, I think.
Definitely does, man. I adored I'm a Fake. I love that song.
Yeah.
Could be a close number two for me.
So you're going with the heart. What was your favourite?
Blue and Yellow, that's not...
Oh, yeah.
Blue and Yellow is my favourite song, man.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful, beautiful song.
What I think is beautiful about that, I mentioned to you earlier, how that song's called Blue and Yellow, and I'm fairly certain that Quinn either wrote that one or it was about Quinn.
I think you're right. Quinn wrote it about Bert.
And then the next track is called Greener with Scenery. Greener with the Scenery.
Yep.
Greener with Scenery? Greener with the Scenery? Either or. And what happens when you mix blue and yellow together?
You get a different colour.
What colour do you get?
You get the colour green.
And I think I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that Bert wrote that about Quinn.
Oh, that is...
Which is pretty cute.
That is very nice. I like that. There you go. That's what I'm saying, man. That is what you need. And that is what is the user all about, aren't they?
Yeah.
Very, very, very intimate stuff. I love that. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, my second favourite song... You know, there's so many. On My Own is beautiful. You mentioned another song off the second album, which very, very heartfelt, gorgeous song. No. The one about his ex-missus.
That is on In Love and Death.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That was your second favourite song, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, hard to say.
Yeah. Lovely song. Taste of Ink. Yeah. All I Got. All That I've Got. I love All That I've Got. Dude, have you seen the video to All That I've Got? It's such a cool video.
No, I haven't.
Check out that video, man. It is amazing.
Seen it.
Bert looks the shit. They all look the shit, actually. In fact, Jeffa looks the coolest in that video.
He's getting aggressive.
Oh, no. Dude, seriously, check out this video, man. It's really, really cool. Very clever. Very, very...
I will.
It's very, very nice video.
I've never really watched many music videos.
I love music videos, man.
Do you want to know something cool about All I've Got?
Always want to learn something cool about something.
That song was dedicated to his chihuahua.
It was, yeah.
Called David Bowie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he couldn't take his chihuahua on the flight because they were given a flight where you couldn't take animals or something like that.
What?
And his friend drove the chihuahua up to him. And at some point, he got run over.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that song's dedicated to him. Him. I think it was a him. Yeah, David Bowie.
Well, it's got
to
be, yeah. Yeah. That's... Once again, sad, but lovely sort of sentiment there.
Yeah.
Listen to the lyrics, though. The thing about this is, right, we're talking about these songs in terms of, like, what, you know, they personally mean and what apparently they were written for or about. It's interesting, isn't it? Because when you hear someone's interpretation of a song, you hear it differently next time you hear it.
Yeah.
So when every time you hear that All That I've Got, I think of, there's certain things I think of, and it isn't about a chihuahua.
I don't think it was about a chihuahua. They just dedicated it to the chihuahua.
Oh, really? Dedicated to him? I thought you said it was about the chihuahua.
No.
All
if
right.
I did, I'm mistaken.
Well, either which way, I'll be thinking of that chihuahua now when I hear that song, which is really sort of lovely. Not what happened, but you know what I mean? Like, just that the song is
you
obviously...
You just lay there thinking of chihuahuas being hit by trucks.
No. Oh, in terms of, like, you know, obviously, if he's dedicated to his chihuahua.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah. There's so many little intertwining little stories and anecdotes and things just levelled within these albums. It just makes them so interesting.
But what Bert is, he's a normal person. Do you know what I mean? He's just a normal dude who has...
Been through a lot of shit.
Yeah, a lot of shit. I am proud of him for where he is now because it's not easy to do what he's done. Do you know what I mean? To maintain that amount of sort of like creativity in difficult times, which can inspire you in some ways as well. But he's now better than he's ever been before. I remember seeing him last year when they toured and he was saying how much better he was. He lives in Australia now, doesn't he?
Yep.
His baby girl
yep.
and his wife.
That's what they said they do.
Yep. And he's sober. Which no, I think he's completely sober. Like I think he now obviously we don't know, but I remember him saying last year. So when I saw them play last year in the UK, he said, "I've been sober for so long now, like a year and a half." Or
oh, nice.
And he said, "If I can do it, anyone can do it," which really inspired me because I was like, you know what? There'll be people in that crowd who can relate to that in any way. Not, I'm not just talking about booze. I'm talking about like it's inspirational, I thought, to say that because, you know, he was heavily into that stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like drugs, booze, all that kind of stuff. And I found it really inspiring for him to say it to people who may be in that crowd struggling with the similar sort of things. And he said that, and he was saying that marijuana should be legal. That's all I remember him saying about it.
So he smokes weed.
Yeah, but that's just a plant. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, yeah.
You know, we're not advocating drug use or anything like that, but essentially...
Well, he probably would die very young if he would have continued his path.
Definitely.
I mean, during the whole Gerard Burt kind of best friend thing.
Yes.
I think he was playing some sort of gig. They were doing some sort of radio station concert or something, and he actually collapsed on the floor and got diagnosed with acute pancreatitis.
Really?
From heavy drinking.
No way.
That must have.
Because Gerard was a massive drinker as well. Gerard Way from Michael Collins.
Yeah, they were almost like a couple.
They were almost like a couple, yeah. Not so much anymore, divorced.
Yeah, no one really. No, I think the media hyped that up way more than it would have been.
Yeah, yeah. I heard one version, you heard another version.
I think they had creative differences. I think it was when Black Parade was becoming a thing and My Chemical Romance were trying to go a lot more commercial. I'm pretty sure Burt didn't like the direction that was going in and the kind of people they were turning into. Whereas you had a different...
I heard that because Burt and Gerard were big drinkers and whatever else, by themselves and then together, Gerard quit all that. Because he did.
Yeah.
And Burt carried on. And I think he felt like Joe was sort of almost insinuating or saying that Burt should stop, which...
And that's why you think they fell out?
As far as I'm aware, like, I think I almost feel like Burt felt like Joe was almost sort of saying to him, I'm better than you, in inverted commas, because I've quit booze now and I'm better than you and all that kind of... You know, that stupid sort of, like, mentality, do you know what I mean, where... Well, I don't know whether that's true.
What, six, five or 6 years older?
Pardon?
He is 5 or 6 years older.
Yeah, so which is obviously light years in sort of like band
terms. Shit, Gerard's nearly 40.
Is he?
Well, Burt's 33 now.
Yeah, all right, chill out.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? No, that's what I heard. I just heard that they fell out because I think Gerard said something to Burt about his boozing or whatever. Who knows, man? It doesn't really matter anymore.
No,
but they really don't like each other. Well, I don't know.
I'm sure they're fine. And they're probably fine. Media's actually, just being a prick, like usual.
Yeah. But they were, because the Used were first, weren't they? They had their first album out before My Chem did. And then when My Chem had Three Cheers with Sweet Revenge, that was 2004. So that was a couple of years afterwards. Even after it was the same year as the Used second album. Yeah. So I think that's when they became very, very close. And then it doesn't really matter now. They probably are still friends.
Probably.
But, you know, good point that you raised earlier, actually. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's interesting to sort of see how, when a band evolves, the direction they go, because My Chem obviously are no longer a band anymore.
Are they not?
No.
Fuck me, where have I been?
I don't know where you've been, man, but they finished, like, years ago.
Went on a fucking... I don't want to talk about them. They went on such a downward fucking spiral, in my opinion.
After... You don't like the Black Parade, do you?
After Three Cheers, I fucked them off.
I didn't mind the Black Parade. Do you know what I mean? I quite liked it, actually.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, My Chemical Romance went all fucking weird and almost trance-rocky at one point.
Oh, that was utter shit. The stuff afterwards was bullshit.
Whereas... The Used, say the new album, is it Imaginary Enemies?
Fucking brilliant album.
Great album. But it's still very much The Used.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's just the lyrics are completely different.
Yeah, definitely. But this is a really valid point you're making here. The Used never really changed their sound.
They did, but they didn't.
Yeah, that was what they didn't, like, in...
They could throw one of those songs into the middle of... Like, say, In Love and Death set.
Yeah, definitely.
And it would fit great.
They obviously changed their sound, you know, in various different ways. Of course they did, but fundamentally they didn't. They still had the screams, they still have the beautiful, you know, emotional lyrics, they have the, you know, the ballads, if you want to call them that. obviously the content on the newer album or the latest album was completely different in some ways to their earlier stuff. But
well, he's a man now, isn't he? You can't go singing about emo stuff as much anymore, can you?
No, but it still helps people, man. And I think he gets that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the power in his voice is still there, man. He's got that very distinct voice that is still conveyed in this latest album. And I adored it. Absolutely adored it.
What about Shallow Believer?
Oh, dude. I couldn't believe how good that was.
I showed Kieran this album. It was only released digitally.
Yeah.
And Bert said there's never going to be a hard copy of it, ever. And he'd never heard it before. And it's fucking incredible.
Because at that time, I was still on the CD scene.
It's pretty much the B-sides to the Lies for the Liar.
Yeah, I love Bert, but I did not love that album.
Although there's a few good songs on there.
Pretty Handsome Awkward is a brilliant song.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's about Jared.
Yeah, I read that as well.
It's about Jared from from My Chem. So,
it is pretty awkward, isn't he?
It is pretty...
No, he is pretty awkward as
yeah.
a person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you listen to that song, check out the video as well. It's brilliant. They're all throwing up on each other and shit like that. It's brilliant. Like, basically, it's them getting absolutely annihilated and then Bert throwing up on a waitress. It's brilliant.
What's the song where he name drops Chemical Romance and I've lost all doubt in a Chemical Romance? What song is that? I've lost all doubt excuse. In a Chemical Romance. Anyway, that song, it's on the live Birth DVD that the U's brought out. And instead of singing Lost or Doubt in a Chemical Romance, he goes, Lost or Doubt in a...
Yeah, he doesn't say that. Doesn't say it anymore.
He doesn't say Chemical Romance
no,
anymore.
No, he doesn't, no, yeah. Isn't it... Isn't it I'm a Fake?
I think it might be.
Anyway, whatever it is, it's off the second album anyway.
We'll hear it.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Dude, 3 days.
3 days.
Who
it
else is
3 days.
Going? I'm buzzing now after we've spoken about this.
I know, man, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be... I almost want them just to like play a 3-hour show,
all the songs.
Yeah, but like just very, very sort of like relaxed and leisurely. I don't want to see a support act. I don't want any of that.
Yeah, the new
I just
regime.
Want a used...
Have you heard them? The people supporting the new regime.
I never check out the support acts.
Don't you?
No, that is not true. Actually, I do, but I haven't for this gig because I'm just so woo. I'm just so like, let's get it on with like the used. That's all I'm thinking, man. No, I haven't heard them. Tell me about them.
As soon as you see Bert on that stage, everyone will just go slow and it'll just be in your head. Bow, 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 bow.
But the you know what thing Adam is, yeah? More so than anything is, yeah, oh yeah, maybe sort of like being a little bit too sort of animated with how much I adore Bert. But this is my favourite album by them. Their first album. And I'm going to hear my favourite song ever by them.
Yeah.
That to me is like, I cannot express. Well, I think you know. But all the music fans out there, we all know that if you want to hear your favourite song by a band, it's one of the best things you can ever experience.
Definitely.
And I'm going to be almost, I don't know what I'm going to, I might have to kiss someone, hug someone. I don't know what I'm going to do when that song comes on. I really don't know
Masturbate.
What I'm going to do. No, I ain't going to do that. But I'm just going to literally find I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to just, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to just
Dude, as soon as...
looking at him and going...
As soon as maybe Memories kicks in with a
I'm gonna be God,
I'm gonna be gone like for the next hour, how 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, well,
it's just gonna be a blur.
We're gonna meet a
beautiful blur.
We're gonna go to the gig together, obviously, both days, and then we're gonna go afterwards, and probably it's not gonna talk. Probably it's gonna sit there with massive grins on our faces, and people are gonna be like, "What's up with you?" And I'll be like, "But." That's all I'm going to say to people. But so if I see you in Leeds with Adam on Saturday or Sunday, come up to me and say, Bert, I don't even know who's listening to this. And you probably don't even know what I look like. But if you do, I want you to come up to me and say, Bert. And I'll give you a little kiss. Deal? Deal. Sounds
one,
good.
One final thing that I'd like to say on Bert.
Okay.
That has just made him even better. He is a massive Stephen King fan. And so am I.
Is he?
He's a huge Stephen King fan.
Nice.
Stephen King got him back into reading. He was being interviewed by Adam Lazara. I showed you a video earlier.
Yeah.
It was a really, really cool interview. Every time Adam wrote out, said a name of the person who was asking him the question, because it was all fan questions.
Yeah.
He'd try and make a rhyme. So it'd be like, this question's from Stephen Bale. And he was like, Stephen Bale, rhymes with Schlishmamalow.
Really?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And what's the connection there between that and reading?
Reading? That's where I found out.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you don't like that author.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hate him. He's the worst.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Yes. That's pretty cool. Maybe you can go with a book and go, oh, excuse me, Bert, could you sign my copy of, you know, such and such?
Sign my copy of Cell, please.
Dear, dear, dear. So that's something to look forward to.
And an awesome thing that's happening three quarters of the way through the gig, they're bringing out that acoustic album, aren't they? The Used.
What do you mean?
They're bringing out that acoustic CD, aren't they?
Oh, I thought you meant for the actual gig.
No, halfway through the tour.
No, I think it meant the actual gig, and I was like, what are you talking about, man? Yeah, they're bringing out an acoustic album. Yeah, you're right. First of April.
First of April.
Yeah.
It's just going to be the classics, I'm guessing. There's not going to be nothing new.
Probably not. That's going to be cool. Can't wait to hear that.
Hear what his voice sounds like on acoustic. Like, on what am I going on about? There's loads of acoustic songs. I want to hear what the acoustic songs sound like live. That's what I'm really excited about.
I think I've heard him sing acoustic live. And he's
What's
just,
it like?
Very good.
Yeah?
Very good. He's good.
Have you heard On My Own live? I think that's the one I'm most
excited. I heard it once.
Did he hit all the high notes?
He was fucking off his face.
Was so he?
Yeah, he was off his face. And
we won't have this worry as much
he
now,
sang it, kind of. Do you know what I mean? It was beautiful, though. It was really, really beautiful.
But did he hit all the high notes?
Kind of. It was a very, very sort of like unusual sort of like.
I think I've got such a high.
What's the rendition? A rendition. It was. It wasn't quite what I want it to be, but it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? It was a great song.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
3 days. I hope anybody who's listening, who's going, is going to have a fucking amazing time because I know it's going to be the best.
But they will.
Probably the best two gigs that I'm going to go to this year, and hence why we're doing this special.
Definitely. We've dedicated the entire podcast to the Used because they are worthy of it.
And unfortunately, it's coming to an end soon.
It is.
We've been gabbling on for... Gabbering, that was the word I learned the other day. Gabbering on for quite some time now, on the Used.
See what happens? You see what happens when you get some sort of passion into this room and we talk about a band that we love? But yes, as Adam said, we're going to be at the gig... both of us, we cannot wait. We are probably just going to start queuing now, even though we've got our tickets. Yeah. But if you're in Leeds and you hear this, very unlikely that you will, come hang out with us, come chill with us. You know what I mean? We can show you Leeds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And maybe a cheeky little interview or an ident.
Ooh, imagine that.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just, last thing I'm going to say.
Sure.
The Used is not just Bert. You know, Jeffa is still one of the original members.
Yeah.
And obviously, Justin's just joined the band and, you know, replacing Quinn. And I have to say that all the members are as fantastic as each other and they all contribute equally.
It just so happens that the front man tends to take a lot of the limelight because the lyrics are written by him. More of the stories tend to be about the front man. But yeah, you're right.
True. Awesome. So we're going to see Justin, Jeffa, Dan and Bert this weekend.
Dude, what else can you say? It's going to be amazing.
Not much. Not much, dude. So one last thing in the podcast, like we do every single week, we're going to showcase a new unsigned band.
Yeah, this band actually approached us on Facebook, sent us a little message.
They did indeed, which is...
Really, really quite impressed with the song. So
very impressed
with
the song.
We'll give you a play.
We will indeed. So this is the outro for this week's podcast.
Let me tell you a little bit about them maybe first. The band is called Cold Summer. They're another band from Leeds. We've had a couple of Leeds bands on before now.
Nice.
They say that they are a melodic rock / post-hardcore band, which I'd agree with.
So would I.
As this song that we're going to play is off their upcoming 2016 release, which is going to be called Fight to Survive. And in their words, it is their most refined and emotionally driven music to date. And it's all about consumption, greed and corruption, a call to arms for an apathetic generation.
Awesome.
Which is not too dissimilar to Imaginary Enemies, which is all about greed, consumption and other political horrible things that he does not agree with.
Yes, basically how the world is going.
Which is good. People need to do that.
Of course, mate.
I think.
Yeah. Brilliant album. Definitely check that album if you haven't heard it. But going back to your boys.
Yeah. So, they're called Cold Summer. You can, as always, reach them on Facebook / Cold Summer UK. And unsurprisingly, as usual, on Twitter, at Cold Summer UK.
Excellent.
Yeah, go ahead and give them a listen if you like this track.
So once again, thank you for listening to our podcast this week. Might see you at the U's this weekend. And playing us out this week are Cold Summer with their new single, A Time Imagination Forgot to Inspire.
Why just die?